Today's topic I'm going to go through Chatzi Shir Legabe Mitzvah Ase. So you guys are doing the sugya of Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah, which is a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan paskins Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah. This whole discussion is about Isur Deraisa. But what about Mitzvah Ase? Is there such a concept of Chatzi Shir about performing a Mitzvah Ase? So it's brought down in the Shari Tshuva. He has two deyas, whether we could say Chatzi Shir by a Mitzvah Ase. He quotes two opinions, two achronim. So the Shus Yaakov is one of them. The Shus Yaakov says that there is no Chatzi Shir. I apologize for having my computer. I didn't get to print it out. The Shus Yaakov writes that there is no Chatzi Shir by Mitzvah Ase, and he brings the following raya. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Taf Pei Hei that if a person makes a shvua not to have any matzah during the year, so then he's not able to eat matzah even Leil Pesach. Fine. So based on the sugyas you guys came across in the first parak already, this the eighth parak rather, when a person takes a shvua not to eat something, that means he can eat a kazayas of that item. But he is able to eat a pachas mikazayas. He could eat a chatzi shir, and there will not be an iser legabe the shvua. So then if a person took a shvua not to eat pesach, matzah all year round, so he can't have a kazayas, that means. But less than a kazayas wouldn't be the iser shvua. So he should be able to be mekayim at least a chatzi shir of achilas matzah leil Pesach. Since the Shulchan Aruch says that he cannot have matzah at all leil Seder, seems to indicate that there is not even a mitzvah legabe chatzi shir of mitzvah aseh. That's what the Shus Yaakov writes. Shagaz Ari assumes davar pashit. This is in Siman Kuf. He assumes that there is chatzi shir legabe mitzvah aseh. He says, just like this chatzi shir legabe los aseis, there should be no different. Chatzi shir would apply to mitzvah aseis as well. So what's the machlokas here? So the achronim point out that this machlokas, whether chatzi shir applies to mitzvah aseis or not, depends on the nature of a chatzi shir. When Reish Lakish, rather Rabbi Yochanan, says, chatzi shir aseis min haTorah, so what's the explanation according to the Gemara? You guys saw the Gemara in Ayin Dalet yet? Why is it aser? Right, chazili is terufe. So what is chazili is terufe? You guys saw the chakira and the achronim. What does it mean, chazili is terufe? The two ways to understand it. I explained it to Max. Anyone else see what the chakira is and chazili is terufe? No. No one saw it? So on one hand, the explanation could be it's a siag deraisa, that the Torah itself created a siag lest you come to eat more. It's on the famous list of Rav Yosef Engel, Lekach Tov. He talks about the various siagim deraisa. Bishul Basar B'chalav is one of them. Yichud perhaps is one of them. There's a whole long list of siyagim that the Torah institutes. So Chatzi Shir is one of the examples he mentions of Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah because Chazil is Terufe, because you might eat more. That's the concern. And they point out, according to that Svara, many Achronim say, if let's say a person eats a little bit at the end of Yom Kippur, right before Mamish, before Yom Kippur is ending, and there's not enough time to have the other part of the Kazayas, so then there wouldn't be an Isser. A siag deraisa is only aser if it's possible to get to the full iser. But the other explanation is that a number of achronim say this, that it's chazi etzrufe means since it's fit to be mashlim ashir, that itself is achshive. When a person eats that amount, that's machshiv that shir into something significant. It's not a kazayis, but it's still something. The fact that I'm willing to eat a small crumb, that itself gives it significance. And that's why it's aser. And even if you eat a small piece of food at the end of Yom Kippur, and there is no time to be mitzdarif to the full kazayis or kukosevis when it comes to Yom Kippur, so then you would still get the iser because achshive. That's the machlokas found in the achronim. So now plugging it back in to mitzvah aseh, how would you apply it? How would you plug it in? Ah, very good. If it's achshive, that means there's significance to even a chatzi shir. So just like there's significance legabe los aseis, there's also significance legabe mitzvah aseh. But if you say the point is a siyag lest it come to an iser, we don't have a siyag when it comes to mitzvah aseh. So in which case, the Shus Yaakov, who says there is no chatzi shir legabe mitzvah aseh, assumes that it's about siyag deraisa and it's not relevant at all when it comes to mitzvah aseh. No, it seems like there is a, that itself is a, machshiv that food as a davar chashuv. Okay, so I'll go through a number of different interesting applications of chatzi shir when it comes to mitzvah aseh. So firstly, there's an interesting klei chemda. Klei chemda writes in Parshas Pekudei that even if you assume that there is no chatzi shir lagabe mitzvah aseh, that there is no such thing. You either have a kazayis or matzah, anything less is not considered a mitzvah. When it comes to matzah, though, he says it's different. I mean, you could say chatzi shir is nothing lagabe other mitzvahs. Let's say, pick any mitzvah, I don't know, lecha mishnah, shalosh shudis, whatever it might be. When it comes to matzah, everybody agrees there would be chatzi shir. Why? What's unique about achilas matzah? Anyone make any suggestions? On Pesach? We'll see that in application in legabe kachim, but not legabe matzah. Very good suggestion, though. Beautiful. So the Gemara itself connects the Isser of Chametz to the Isser of Matzah, right? Kol sheyeshno b'chametz yeshno b'achilas matzah. So once we have chatzi shir is relevant and significant legabe chametz, so memela has to be relevant legabe achilas matzah as well. Very good, Max. Beautiful. That's one suggestion. The Kli Chamda writes that there is a chatzi shir legabe matzah. He makes another suggestion. Why everybody would agree there is chatzi shir legabe matzah? Any suggestions for this one? No, because we have it applies to all. Even if you assume there's no chatzi shir by other mitzvah deraisas, he still says matzah is unique. What? No. Good suggestion, though. I like how you're thinking. So the Gemara says, what? There's a connection, but that's not the explanation. So the idea is that the concept of shiurim, how do we know shiurim? What's the base of shiurim in the Torah? Yeah, Halach Mishmar Sinai, which began when? Har Sinai. When did we get the mitzvah of matzah? Before Har Sinai, in Mitzrayim already. So since it was prior to Kabbalah Satorah, it's not subject to the halachas of Shi'urim, and therefore Chatzi Shir would be a kim of Achilas Matzah. That was a suggestion, the two suggestions of the Kli Chamda, where everybody would agree there is Chatzi Shir be'Achilas Matzah. So here's another discussion. When it comes to, do we ever have such a concept of chatzi shir outside the world of achila? So up until now, the sugyas in the Yuma talk about chatzi shir lagabe iser achila. We're talking about chatzi shir lagabe achilas matzah. What about outside the world of achila? Does such a concept exist? So the Marad Agazi quotes from a Tosos in Bechoros talking about Pidyon HaBen. The eighth parak of Bechoros is talking about Pidyon HaBen, a beautiful, beautiful limud. Maybe next summer, if we have another summer kola, it's a great lima to do. It's in Kachim, but it's Pidyon HaBen. It's a little lighter topic. We did that one year in the Kola Elyon. So the Tosos there, based on the Gemara, writes that if a person doesn't have a full five slayim, so then he could pay half the amount. If he has half the five slayim, 2.5 slayim, he could pay that to the Kohen in order to be poed to his son. Or at least not, it won't be a full Pidyon, but it's at least something. The Tosos writes there's such an Indian of doing that. What's the basis? Why pay chatzi? Either it's all or nothing, you would imagine. So the Marad Agazi, based on this, tells us right. So we see that it's because chatzi shir applies even to mitzvah aseh. And even outside the world of achila, we could apply the din of chatzi shir even legabe Pidyon HaBen and elsewhere. I came across last year the Haggadah of the Nesivos. It's a well-known Haggadah, the Maisa Nisim. And right in the beginning, he has a discussion about chatzi shir legabe achilas maror. So he quotes from, I don't think he quotes the name who this is, Chacham Echad. Ends up quoting who it is from a certain kihila. Didn't say who it is. On the bottom maybe. Maybe it could be Rabbi Yitzhak Yudlov. So either way, he quotes his this opinion that says there is chatzi shir legabe achilas maror. And he goes on to bring, I'm not going to go through all the rayas, but they're all very interesting rayas. He goes, brings four proofs for the concept of chatzi shir legabe mitzvah aseh. And then the Nesivos goes back and rejects each of these rayas, and he brings the rayas the opposite, that there is no chatzi shir legabe mitzvah aseh. But even after proving there is no chatzi shir legabe mitzvah aseh, he says in the end, again, a fascinating piece here, I would suggest those who want look inside. But he says in the end, Mikol Makom Nir Li, when it comes to Achilas Maror, everybody agrees there is Chatzi Shir. Like the Kli Chamda said, it existed by Matzah. The Nesivos says there is Chatzi Shir Legabe Maror. Why? What's the reason? He makes one suggestion, but I think there could be another suggestion why Chatzi Shir would apply to Achilas Marer.
Symbolic.
It's symbolic?
So that
could be, I guess, what he's saying, but it's symbolic in that he says there is no mitzvah Achila Midaraisa. If we say Achila, the Rush writes, we say Achilas Marer, that's why we're Makbet Evakazayas, but that's only Midirbanim. What's the reason? It could be that it's just symbolic, just to show the Marer, what it represents. That could be the idea, what he's trying to get at here, that there is no real inyan of achila, it's just symbolic. Alternatively, you could suggest, so the tongue. So that's the other reason I wanted to say. So if it's that idea, to the meriris, the bitterness, so you don't need to have the achila, the mais achila, you just need to feel the bitterness, the meriris of the mara, which would be accomplished with a smaller amount, possibly. I don't think that's what he means, though, but I agree, that's what I was thinking as well. What he's saying, when the Nesiva suggests, is that there is no, the Pasuk doesn't say, Dehal lo ksiv b'kra achila gavim arer. The Pasuk says, Al-Matz Merom Yachlu. That Yachlu is going on the Karim Pesach, it's not going on the Marer. So since the Torah never says achila, the gavim marer, so he doesn't think there's a need for kazayis, that's just a dindir abanim. So he's talking about the Pasuk. You and I are suggesting it's about the meriris, the bitterness, and that can be accomplished even with pachos mikazayis. We'll finish with one last example, application, and that's the Gemara in Yuma. So those who have the Gemara in Yuma, I suggest opening up to Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. I know this is not the parak we're doing, but it connects to the Chatzi Shir of the 8th parak. Look at Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, the beginning of the 4th parak. We're probably not going to get here in the morning. But towards the bottom, around 10 lines, there's a Brisa. I'm going to say outside the Brisa, then we'll read the important lines inside. But the Braisa says that 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was serving as Kohen Gadol, so the goral that they would do for the Shnei Seirim, he would always have the right side would be LaShem, and the left side would always be LaZazel, based on the sugyas here. And all these wonderful things would happen. The gold or the red, the string would turn white, and the Ner Maravi would never go out, and the fire on the Mizbech would never go out either. Fine. Then he says that there was a tremendous bracha that was given to the Karban Omer and the Shtei Lechem and the Lechem Apanim. So now look four lines up from the bottom. The Braisa says, V'chol Kohen, Shemagio Kezayis, any Kohen who would get a Kezayis of the Lechem Apanim or the Shtei Lechem, whatever they were giving out. So if they got a Kezayis, Yesh Ochlo V'Saveya. So a Kohen would be, he would be Mekai Mimitzav Echilas Kadshim, and he'd be satisfied. V'yesh Ochlo Mosir, and some people would even have leftovers, they wouldn't even need to eat that much. But Mikan Ve'elach, after that point, after Shimon HaTzadik died, Nishtalcha Me'ira Bomer, there was a curse, U'b'shelechem U'b'lechem Apanim, V'chol Kohen Magia Kipol Hatznu Moshchen Esedehem. So anyone who would reach a pole, a size of a bean, less than a kazayas, the tznuim would pull back and wouldn't eat any of the food. Gargarnim, these people who were in overindulgers, would notlin even take little crumbs of ochlin. The Gemara goes on to talk about a maisa. They called some guy a ben chamtzan for taking the food. So we see from here, though, when there's less than a kazayas of the shtei lechem or the lechem upon him, the kohanim wouldn't take the food. Why not? So look at the last Rashi on the Amud here. V'kol kohen magia kipol she'eino kezayis. If it wasn't kezayis, me'achar shiro she'eino masbia hatznun moshchen esideim. So there's a marsha that talks about why is Rashi focusing on the ability to be satisfied or not. The real diak we're going to focus right now on is the kezayis. Since it's not a kezayis, they didn't take part in the shtei lechem. They didn't take part in the lechem apanim. Why not? So in the back, the Mar Tzchias learns out from the sugya. He says, now we could answer that shaila of the Shvus Yaakov that we started off with. How so? Because he says, if you look at the Mar Tzchias in the back, he says, based on Rashi, since they were receiving less than a kazayas, there is no mitzvah anymore. If we paskin that there is a mitzvah, even pachas mikazayas, achias kachim is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah deraisa. So why would they refrain from having this small crumb? Isn't it achias kachim a mitzvah? So we see from here, it says in Mar Tzchias, that there is no mitzvah pachos mikazayas. That's his raya. The Minchas Chinuch also brings this raya as well, that there is no mitzvah aseh pachos mikazayas. But then the Maariv Tzachias quotes from, at the end of this piece here, quotes from the Chatam Sofer. He says in two different shuvas that it's possible, Efshir Lomar, Bechol Achilas Mitzvah, Im Ein Kezayis Min Mitzvah Omar, Chayiv Lechol. Maybe in general, we hold that there is a mitzvah, even Pachos Mikezayis. Al Koponim, Kol Shemas Fine, Vishani Lechem Aponim, Lechem Aponim is different. Why would Lechem Aponim be different? Okay, normally, the Chasam Sofer says there is a mitzvah, afilu pachas mikazayas. So what's different about lechem aponim? Any suggestions?
Like Shira from the Rabbi, you just want a little bit.
That what? You want a little bit?
Yeah, you just want anything.
No, he's saying that lechem aponim is different, that there isn't any mitzvah. Normally there is a mitzvah, pachas mikazayas, but by lechem aponim, there is no mitzvah, pachas mikazayas. So why is lechem aponim different? What? No. Yeah. So look what he writes here. Those who are looking inside the Maariv Tzachias in the back, he says, "Shaini lechem aponim. De'eino mitzvah mutal al haprat, rak mitzvah al kol kohane beis av sheis achel lechem aponim." That two ways to say this. How what he means here, I'll say it one way. For now, I'll say both ways. But first, that's not that the individual Kohen has to eat it, but that the entire Beis Av, the entire group, each week there are different Mishmaros. How many Mishmaros were there in the Beis HaMikdash? 24, right. 24, by the way, is a huge number when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash. The 24 Mishmaros, the Gemara says a few places that the 24 times where Levim are referring to Kohanim, the 24 Matnos Kahuna, 24 comes up often. Why that is? So it's very possible. I never saw this inside, but 24, just like the number 7 is complete, the complete week, and above 7 is Lamal Me'ateva, 8. So 24 is a complete hour, 24 hours of a day. It's a complete. It's 7 days, 7 days a week, 24 hours of a day. It's a complete, it's a mashlim everything. And the Kohen and the Beis HaMikdash is all about being mashlim of the entire world. That's why when the Kohen take it to the next level, to give Birchas Kohanim, which is going above the Teva, Lamal Me'ateva, so what's above that? Kosav Aruch Hu. Chaf Hei is 25. Kosav Aruch Hu is above that. That's why Chanukah, right, is in Chaf Hei Kislev. Because Chaf Hei, the Kohanim, took the Shemen and went Lemal Min HaTeva. So 24 represents Teva. Just like 7 represents Teva, 24 represents Teva. 8, the 8 days of Chanukah is Lemal Min HaTeva. 25 is Lemal Min HaTeva. So either way, so the idea that the Chasam Sofer is suggesting, I think, is that not that each individual has to eat the lechem aponim or shtei lechem, but that the entire group, the entire Beis Av, this entire mishmar, has to eat the shtei lechem as a tzibur, as a small tzibur. That's the idea. There's a mitzvah for us as a group to eat lechem aponim, and that's why if I don't get a kezias, there's no need for me to eat, as long as a group, we eat this lechem aponim. That's what the Chasam Sofer is saying. Now, there is another way to explain this Chasam Sofer, which I think is clear in the Nitziv. The Nitziv writes, Ala Torah, this is found in, one second here, in Parshas Tzav, Perek Vav, the Hamak Davar, he writes as follows. Not what I wanted. Okay, apparently I quoted the wrong one. But the idea is that not that there's a mitzvah on the gavra, either as a prat or as a klal, to eat it, but the mitzvah is that the lechem aponim or the kachim should be eaten. It has to be complete. It has to be ne'achal. I thought you were suggesting that before, right? That the carbon must be eaten. As long as it gets eaten, I don't have to eat it, as long as it gets eaten, so then we've accomplished the mitzvah. And this is an idea that Rav Yosef Engel mentions many times as well, that kachim has to just be eaten and to be complete to avoid it getting to the point of nosar. We don't want it to leave over. Not that I'm getting a mitzvah of eating, but I'm avoiding it getting to the point of nosar. So before I get to your question, so now there seems to be three different approaches. Now we're bringing it back to kachim on how to view kachim, achilas kachim. Either there's a mitzvah for us to eat kachim as the individual, or there's a mitzvah on the klal, the base mishmar, to eat the kachim, or it's really not on the gavra at all, it's on the chefza of the carbon that it should be eaten to avoid it coming to the point of nosar. Yes, Shemi, you had a question? You're good? Okay.
How does that explain the lechem aponim?
lechem aparim. So since it was only crumbs, so there's no need for them to eat it. They'll give it to somebody else. The tsnum, so I don't need the crumbs. I'm not accomplishing anything. It's not going to satisfy me. It's not going to be sovei me. So let everybody else who's interested, they could have the crumbs. And as long as it gets eaten, they fulfill the responsibility. That was the point. Because there is... Right. So the point is that since that's what Rashi means when he says it wasn't sovei them. The point of eating in this world is only to fulfill yourself, to fill yourself and to give you energy. If it wasn't accomplishing anything, I'm not getting a mitzvah, and I'm not either going to be filled from this, so what's the point in putting anything in my mouth? I think that's the idea, yeah.
Even if it was a kezias, there's no mitzvah, so, I mean, Rashi says only because it was lost in a kezias, that's why they didn't eat it.
Right, so it's possible you at least get the element of being soveya from kudshim, even though you're not getting the mitzvah, perhaps. Very good question. It's also possible to say that tudinim. That when there's a kezias, so then there's a mitzvah sachila on the gavra. When there's less than a kezias, there's no mitzvah lagabi the gavra, but there's a mitzvah that should be nechal still. Maybe that could also be what's going on here. Now the truth is, this is really a machlokas rishonim though, on the sugya, whether there's a mitzvah of achilas kachim pachas mikezias. If you look at the Tosfos Yeshanim on the bottom of the page here, Dibra Maschil Shemagia, there's a daf lametes again. So Tosfos Yeshanim writes, Omer Rebbe, Dafka Magia Kipul, Aval Pekezayas Lo Hayu Moshchen Yedem. If it was a Kezayas, they wouldn't pull their hands back. Kidimu Lakai Mitzvah Sachila. They wanted to fulfill the Mitzvah of Kezayas. Aval Kan Lo Hayu Mitzvah Sachila Lagamri. When it was only a Kipul, it wasn't a complete Mitzvah. Sound like it's a Mixas Mitzvah. Kevin She'ein Sham Ela Kipul V'lav Lo Hayu Svein. So Tosfos Yesharim says that there is a miktas mitzvah when it's less than a kezias. And he goes on to ask a question. It's very clear from his continuation that there's a miktas mitzvah pachos mi kezias. If you look at the Lashon of the Tosfos Rush, he says, Aval pikapul lo hava mitzvah achila klal kevin she'ein bo kezias. So this discussion they're having in their achronim about this sugi is really machlokas rishonim. Tosfos Yesharim says that there is a mitzvah pachas mikezayis, and Tosfos Rush says there is no mitzvah at all. So it comes down to machlokas rishonim. I want to finish off with one last piece here, actually two pieces. In Nasiach B'chukach, anybody know who wrote this sefer? Rabbi Lewitz's brother of Avi Leibowitz. So he has a whole piece here about Chatzi Shir, and actually two interesting suggestions. One's his own, and one he quotes from Rav Moshe. So he says even if we assume that there is no Chatzi Shir by Mitzvah Aseh, he suggests that maybe, and there's a lot of proofs he brings for this, maybe there's an idea to partake in the food anyways, the mitzvah anyways, even though you're not getting a mitzvah, but the Gabi, the din of Shelo Tishtak Ach Toras HaMitzvah. We don't want to forget a mitzvah. So he goes on to bring rise, if you live in a place where there's no Esrog, or there's no Lulavim, do the best you could do, even though it's not a mitzvah, just so we don't forget that concept. And he goes on to bring many, many proofs for this idea. So even though a person may not be able to have mor because it's too hard for him, or he might not be able to sit in the sukkah, do something as a remembrance of a mitzvah, shel tishkach this mitzvah. That's his suggestion.
In the Holocaust, there's numerous stories.
Exactly. So that's an example where we should know of it, but that's an example where they did perform mitzvahs in order to fill the dinner, not for getting a mitzvah. Yes.
It may be worse because people might think that.
Yeah. So that's what the Gemara Tzuka itself talks about, that you can't take a Rimon instead of an Esrog. So you have to get involved in that Tzuka. It's possible that what he's suggesting here is, if you have Dal Minim, so don't take a fake Esrog, don't take a lemon, but if you only have a Lulav and a Hadassim, that's not a mitzvah, at least take those two, even though you don't have the Aravos and the Esrog. But do the best you can, at least a partial mitzvah, as to not forget the mitzvah. But let's finish off with the beautiful Rav Moshe quotes, which connects very much to the Rav Moshe we saw this morning, about the chavivas of a mitzvah. It's a beautiful piece here. And Rav Moshe is commenting on Parshas Baal Loscha, when the Temeim people wanted to bring a Pesach, Karban Pesach, Pesach Sheni. And they didn't have they were tamei, they weren't able to. And they're like, we're going to get cut off, that's not fair to us. And Rashi quotes that the Temeim suggested to Moshe Rabbeinu that maybe you could just have some Kohanim, Tahorim, bringing the Karban for us, and let the other Tahor people eat the Karban Pesach instead of us. That's a suggestion, Rashi says, based on a Medrash. So Moshe asks, who cares? They're not going to get the mitzvah. If you don't eat the Karban Pesach, so then you're not getting the mitzvah. So what were they suggesting to do if they're having some other people do the mitzvah for them? He says, Tzarech lomar davar chadash. Af she'en yotzin, even though these Temeim people were not going to be yotzei the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, mikol makom mitzad ahavas ha-mitzvahs, hu she'tzarech lishtatev al-kopanim, because of the great love and desire to do mitzvahs the best as possible, they wanted to be mishtatef whatever they could do. Af shelo yatza, even though they didn't fulfill the mitzvah, says Rav Moshe. Im ef shalola kai mamish, v'kein ha she'asa Moshe. So he gives a raya, brings the raya from Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the raya from Moshe Rabbeinu? Anyone can think of what the raya is? Ah, yeah, what about? Not looking over. Ari Miklat, exactly. Ari Miklat. He quotes Gemara Makos Ari Miklat that he was Hifrish Lashlosh Arim. There are six Ari Miklat, three on Avar Yarden, three in Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu separated three on Avar Yarden, even though they weren't going to take effect until the other three are going to be set aside in Eretz Yisrael. But still, nonetheless, he writes, Af shelo yatsu klum yidei chavasan af lo miktas. There is nothing accomplished by setting aside those three arim. Mikol makom yeshlo lehishtadel liyos kasher im hamitzvah b'mash efshar, to be connected to mitzvah as best as you can. So we can learn from this idea that mishmitzad ha'ava lo mitzvah yir la'asok ba l'chol apachos b'mash efshar, to do the best you can. Kigon she'asir lo lechol kazayis marug. Person can't have marug; it's too strong for him. So at least yitoma, taste a little bit. Ah, there's no mitzvah for him. Still, he tastes a little bit. Somebody who's too old, he can taste the marah. A little tiny piece, a little radish, and that's enough to just show the chavivis, the mitzvah, the avas, the mitzvah. And we see from here, it goes on to bring other proofs, but this is the idea. So even though one might hold a chati shir does not apply to mitzvah aseh, there is still an inyan, at least hashkafically, to show the avas, the mitzvah, to go after the mitzvahs. Anyway, okay, we'll stop here, and then Mitzvah on Thursday, Shimi's going to give a chabura.